Hour number three, and we continue with our local college lacrosse preview and one of the most incredible collegiate coaches in any sport for his longevity and his success. From UMBC, the one and only Don Zimmerman, the head lacrosse coach of the Retrievers. Coach Z, how are you?
Great, Brett. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. You're number 21, is that correct?
Number 21 as far as?
At UMBC.
Oh, yeah, you're number 21. Absolutely, yep. And it really doesn't seem that long, but this is my 21st year.
I was going to say, it's not your 21st birthday, just an anniversary of 21 years at UMBC.
You're too kind.
And 28 years as a D1 head coach. There's no loss of enthusiasm. I think I ask you this every year, but it's just so impressive year after year.
Well, I really enjoy my profession and work at a tremendous institution, great kids on the team. And you know, I'm one of those fortunate people who really does enjoy going to work each day.
As far as your team this year, I mean, it feels like it's too early to be doing this, but I guess other teams have already played one game. You guys are waiting for your first. What do you know about your team right now?
Well, you know, I've liked this team from day one, and that's going back into the fall. We came back to school, you know, the returning players and the freshman class, and seemed to gel quickly. Really good workmanlike attitude and approach throughout the year. And, you know, the attitude's just been terrific. So that's what you're looking for first and foremost. I think we have some talent. So with the talent and the attitude and the workmanlike approach that we've displayed, I'm excited about seeing these guys play starting on Saturday.
Is it earlier than usual? I know we've been into February for a long time now, but is this healthy starting this early in the season, or has nothing changed and it's just my imagination?
Well, you know, I think some things have changed and some things haven't, Brett. You know, the dates are earlier, and I think that's because, you know, working back from Memorial Day weekend with all the conferences now, you have conference tournaments, and the regular season just gets pushed earlier and earlier. But lacrosse has always been a sport where the first month or 5 weeks of the season are tough, you know, and the weather's not, you know, great, and, you know, guys got to get out there and run around and play this game in some tough conditions. But I think lacrosse players understand that understand that that's part of the deal. So, and that's been going on ever since I can remember, even as a player. You know, you go out there and you battle the elements, but you realize that, hey, soon it's going to be spring here in Baltimore, and that's a great time of year, and really, that's when the games and your season starts to take off.
Well, we can't wait for actual spring around here right now, Coach Z. Are you guys concerned or making plans? It's Maryland on Saturday. Is there any chance that game's not played?
I don't think there's any chance whatsoever. Last year we couldn't play because of weather, but this year I think, from what I understand from the Maryland people, they're ready to clear the field. And both teams are excited about playing the game.
Coach Don Zimmerman, the head lacrosse coach at UMBC, is with us here on Sportsline on WBAL. And Coach Zimmerman, big game early against Maryland. They hammered Mount St. Mary's already 16-3 just a few days ago. Can you glean too much away from their one game already, or are you just kind of seeing where you guys are for a first game?
Well, I think it's a combination. You know, it is our first game, and we have to keep that in mind. And we're certainly not in preseason form, both from a, you know, playing standpoint and conditioning and all the elements that go into, you know, getting a team ready. But, you know, we also know that, you know, we saw a film of Maryland's impressive win over Mount St. Mary's, and, you know, they're strong from top to bottom. They have good depth. The defense is veteran, and you know, they play hard, they play fast. Offensively, they're very talented and play a deliberate game. They're smart, crafty, and they play as a unit. So, you know, I don't see any weaknesses in Maryland, and the fact that they have a game under the belt, I think, helps them. The advantage that we have is we were able to watch some film, which they weren't, because we haven't had a regular game up to this point.
That's a good point. Give us a player or two that fans who come to see you play this year should look out for, whether it be a freshman. I know you have a couple of really good returning senior captains, but give us a player or two that fans should be aware of.
Well, you know, I would have to say, first and foremost, you know, we got a bunch of good players and a bunch of good kids, and I hate to single out any because, you know, we really do strive on playing as a team. But I think one person who stood out up to this point is our sophomore attackman, Nate Lunas. He had a very good year as a freshman and really played through some injury. We didn't know if he was going to be able to play as a freshman, but he's a tough kid, and he bounced back, and he had a good year. But this year he's come back, as do, you know, a lot of sophomores, and that year's growth and development and maturity has really shown in his game. And, you know, he's a hard worker, terrific kid, plays hard every day in practice. And I think in that regard, he's a leader for this team. So really like what we see out of him. And, you know, I just think that, you know, he's the type of guy who we're going to lean on to, you know, to help us have a successful season.
Lunas, a local product, went to St. Mary's from Arnold and had a big, big freshman year last year, starting all 15 games, 27 points as a freshman a year ago. Should be a good season, Coach. We look forward to following it. Again, at Maryland, coming up 1 o'clock Saturday against a really good Terps team, and then first home game the following Saturday, Monmouth, 1 p.m. in Catonsville. Coach Don Zimmerman in his 21st season as a top retriever and now his 28th season as a D1 lacrosse coach. Coach Don Zimmerman, thank you so much.
Brent, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
That's Don Zimmerman. We'll come back with more next.